When your hope is in place, your restoration is guaranteed. You shall be restored. When you are armed with obedience to the word of God, the storms of life must bow down. Every storm that comes your way shall become stepping stones to higher grants.
In the name of Jesus.
Tonight it's my privilege to be able to share the word of God with us briefly before we partake of the Lord's table. And I believe God that which he has in stock for each one of us shall be delivered in Jesus' name. Amen. Can I hear believing amen?
Amen.
Remember that the theme for the month, prayer and fasting, empowers for what? Heaven on earth experience. Let's say that together. Everybody want to go? This month you shall be empowered.
Amen.
Can I hear a believing amen?
Amen?
And all through this season of prayer and fasting, the thing we have been looking at is experiencing heaven on earth through the power of prayer and fasting. Experiencing heaven on earth through the power of prayer and fasting. And all through last week, beginning from Monday, we looked at the topic, prayer, a gateway to open heavens. But today, beginning from today, Monday, we shall be examining prayer and fasting as the altar of empowerment. Prayer and fasting is the altar of empowerment. Let's say that together, please. One, two, go. Prayer and fasting is the altar of empowerment. One more time. Is the altar of empowerment. Two quick scriptures as our text. The first one is Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31. We shall be reading that together. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31. Everybody, one, two, go. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Shall they believe in amen?
Amen.
That is you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The second scripture is taken from the book of Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16. Everybody, one, two, go. That we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. You will find grace to help in every time of need of your life in Jesus' name. Now, as we begin to take a look at this subject briefly tonight, I want us to please understand the fact that empowerment is your birthright as a believer. Empowerment is your birthright as a believer. Empowerment is what? Say with me, empowerment is my birthright. Again, empowerment is my birthright. Empowerment is your birthright as a believer. However, it will not deliver on the platter of gold. It will only be delivered to you and I on the platform of prayer and fasting. Remember, we are talking about prayer and fasting as the altar of empowerment. Empowerment is your birthright as a Christian, but it will not drop on your laps.
It will only become a reality in your life and in my life as we continuously rear the altar of prayer and fasting unto God. Amen. Luke's Gospel, chapter 24 and verse 49. Jesus himself speaking said, "Tarry ye in Jerusalem until ye be endued with what?" With what? Louder yet? The loudest you can? Endued with power from on high. So it's the promise of God to you and I to be endued with power from on high. Power from on high. Endowment with power from on high is my birthright. However, a tarrying is the requirement. Until you and I tarry, there is no way we can be endued with power from on high. But this month, your power level is changing. Let me tap your neighbor, tell him or her, this month, your power level must change. Tell someone on the other side the same thing. This month, your power level must change. Why don't you tell yourself the same thing? This month, my power level must change. Shall they believe in amen? Remember, from the inception, God's servant told us very clearly, don't just be a participant. Endeavor to be a partaker. Your portion, no one else will take. Remember, he also told us there are three segments of 7 days each in these 21 days. The first segment of 7 days have already come and gone, ended yesterday. And today is the beginning of the second segment of the 7 days. Whatever you already missed in the first 7 days, these 7 days in the middle that already began today, you won't miss any portion. God will grant you and I supernatural speed in the name of Jesus Christ. Can I hear believing? Amen. Remember that heaven on earth simply means the dominion of the saints. Your dominion and my dominion. That is, you and I having things in life the way we want it to be. Walking in dominion as a lifestyle. That's heaven on earth. Walking in dominion as a lifestyle. But this will only happen by the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. It will only happen by the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. And also remember that by God's agenda, you and I have a duty to pray down our heaven to this earth. And this journey already began 8 days ago. The grace of God will continue to be your portion. Amen. You will not faint. Say with me, I shall not faint. Say like you believe it. As you have declared it, God will make it happen for you in Jesus' name. Prayer and fasting as the altar for empowerment. Three important things we want to take note of today under this caption. And first is the fact that you don't wait for empowerment. You crave for it. You don't wait for empowerment. You do what? You crave for it. We've heard God's servant say it over and again. If you wait, you will waste. Your destiny shall not be wasted. You don't wait for empowerment. You crave for it. What is empowerment? No assumption. Empowerment simply means to give someone or something to someone as authority over other things. And by redemption, we have been empowered to have authority over every negative affairs and situations of life. We have been empowered by redemption. But because it's our birthright, does not mean it will just happen. Remember Esau. It was his birthright, but he lost it to his stomach. You will not lose your own. I said, you will not lose your own. Esau lost it, but thank God, you and I are wiser today. The same way he lost it, many keep losing it today in the kingdom. But that will be minus you and me in Jesus' name. How therefore do I crave for empowerment? The book of Psalms chapter 63 verses 1 to 3. Psalms chapter 63 verse 1. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsts for thee. My flesh longs for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Verse 2. To do what? To see thy power and thy glory. So as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Verse 3. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. My soul is thirsty. My flesh is longing. What does that mean? It talks about prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting. You crave for empowerment, among other things, through one, prayer, and then two, through fasting. It's been rightly said that prayer is the powerhouse of the believer. Prayer is the powerhouse of the believer. Prayer is the powerhouse of the believer. And so when we go to God in prayer, what we are doing, among other things, is to receive endowment of power from above. And so, before this second segment of 7 days are over, I see your power level changing. And it will change positively in the name of Jesus Christ. Remember also that empowerment, we've been taught, is in levels. So it's not that you and I are not empowered, but what we are saying is that there is a higher level of empowerment available to you and to me. And it's time for us to get to that level. And that's why your level must change. My level of command must change. The things that we used to struggle with before, they will see us after this second segment of 7 days, and they begin to bow to you. Amen. If you receive it, say, I receive it. I receive it. Say it again, I receive it. I receive it. As you have declared it, so shall it be in Jesus' name. Prayer also, remember, draws us close to God. And that's why we've been told it's not just prayer of give me this, give me that, and take this away and bring this for me. All those are part of it, yes. But much more than that, it brings us into closer fellowship with the Almighty God. Beginning from this moment, your fellowship with God will change for the better. Can I hear a believing amen? So, we don't wait for empowerment, we crave for it. Through what? One, prayer, and two, through fasting. And please remember that when we pray and we fast, it doesn't change God. What fasting does is that it changes us so we can become more sensitive to the Spirit of God. Prayer does not change God. Our fasting does not change God. Rather, it changes us and makes us to become more sensitive to the Spirit of God. Fasting, among other things, please understand, subdues the flesh. What does it do? It subdues the flesh. and makes us sensitive to the Holy Spirit. The great man of God, Billy Graham, said, and I want to quote here, he said, prayer is the rope that pulls God and man together. Prayer is the rope that pulls God and man together. He says, but it does not pull God down to us. Rather, it pulls us up to him. Prayer is the rope that pulls God and man together. However, it doesn't pull God down to us. Rather, it pulls us up to God. I see somebody here going higher. Say with me, I am going higher. Louder yet. So shall it be for you in Jesus' name. And remember, from the inception of this commission, prayer and fasting has always been a part and parcel of this ministry. We've heard God's servant say it over and again, how that from the beginning, before the ministry was commissioned, 26 months of praying and fasting on a daily basis formed part of the foundation of this commission. No wonder part of the harvest we are reaping today comes from that. And that's why you also find that even today in this ministry globally, every week, one day for prayer and fasting. Every month, 3 days. Every year, you start with how many days? That is what we are in right now. And God has brought you here because he wants to empower you. Your story must change. Number two, we must understand that the prayer life of every believer is constantly under attack. The prayer life of every Christian is constantly under satanic attack. But as you are empowered afresh this day, every attack of the wicked returns back to the sender. Can I hear louder? Amen. Why is this so? Among other things, it's because the altar of grace, the altar of prayer is the altar of grace. The altar of prayer is the altar of grace against the day of trouble. It's because, among other things, the altar of prayer is the altar of grace against the day of trouble. And we see this all through scripture, several examples. Look at David, for example, in 2 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 31. 2 Samuel 15, 31. David prayed that God would turn the counsel of Ahithophel, who became a threat to him and his kingdom. Did God do it or not? What if David did not pray? Only God knows. Maybe the counsel of Ahithophel would have prevailed. And only God knows what the story would have been today. Every counsel of Ahithophel against your destiny, upon this mountain, these 21 days, it shall be totally shattered. Yeah. Can I hear believing amen? Amen. Yeah. How about Daniel? Also in Daniel chapter 2, verse 16. Daniel chapter 2, verse 16. We see all these examples all over scripture. Daniel went in and desired of the king that he will give him time and that he will show the king the interpretation. Daniel and his colleagues would have been slaughtered for free with all the others. But Daniel knew the secret of prayer and fasting. He put it to work and God rescued them. There is rescue waiting for someone upon this mountain. Whatever the enemy has planned to destroy your destiny upon this mountain before these 21 days are over, God will roll away that reproach. Amen. Can I hear believing amen? Amen? How about Esther? We're all familiar with that story in the Bible. Esther chapter 4 and verse 16. Esther and all
the Israelites would have been completely wiped out and destroyed. But Esther said, go, gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan. Let them fast for me. And she said she and her mates would also fast. And they did. You know the rest of the story? They conquered all their enemies. And the Bible tells us that the Jews did whatever they would to their enemy. It's the same thing. Upon this mountain, these 21 days, whatever you will, God will empower you to do to your enemy. Your own enemy might not be a physical enemy. It might be an enemy in your career, in your business, in your finances, in your family life, in your health. Remember the testimony we heard tonight? That daughter of Abraham, bleeding for one whole year. I could imagine what that meant as a woman. Bleeding for one whole year. Even the regular normal bleeding for 5 days. Some of us women know how we feel. Now imagine a woman bleeding for one whole month, 2 months, 6 months, 1 year. The level of weakness, you cannot imagine. Men can't understand what I'm talking about right now. Thank God I'm a woman. Let all the men in the house shout a loud and big hallelujah. Say with me, I thank God I'm a man. And all the women, please say with me, I thank God I'm a woman. Male and female, he made them. There are some experiences men can never have. Praise God. Bleeding for one whole year. You will never be in that condition. And according to that testimony, remember, within 21 days, she stood in the gap for herself and said, this bleeding, you are an enemy. You must leave my body. You must leave my life. I don't know whatever thing might have been bleeding in your life. Maybe your finances, maybe your career, maybe your relationships, maybe your destiny, maybe your health. Every bleeding that is not of God today is declared cursed. Yeah. And upon this mountain, your liberty is hereby released. Yeah. Say, I receive it. I receive it. Louder yet, I receive it. I receive it. As you have declared it, so shall it be for you in Jesus' name. Yeah. Then how about Apostle Paul? The Bible tells us in fastings often. In fastings often. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 27. In fastings often. No wonder he became the chiefest of the apostles. God is taking someone from the backyard to the front door. By the time these 21 days are over, where they used to find you, they will never find you there anymore. Your story, your status is changing for the better. Jesus speaking in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4 said very clearly to us, Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4, he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. By every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God shall man live. As you hold on to God's word and you stand on the altar of prayer and fasting, your empowerment that God has ordained for you shall not elude you in Jesus' name. And finally, number three, we must understand that there are certain demands that we must meet for our prayers to be effectual. And one of them, we just mentioned it tonight, we must remember how to engage the mystery of one-line prayer. Engaging the mystery of one-line prayer. Engaging the mystery of one-line prayer. We had a whole lot of powerful teaching on that during Shiloh. I will encourage each one of us to try and get back to that teaching. Listen to it again and again. Remember, it's not so much of the things that you say and many things that you say,
But saying it with every intent and purpose and fervency. Jesus went again 3 times, saying the same thing. Matthew 26:40-44. Saying the same thing. Praying the prayer that must be answered. And please remember, as you pray, don't just pray for yourself, pray for others, but much more, pray for empowerment. And as you do that, there is no way that your power level can remain the same at the end of these 21 days in the name of Jesus Christ. It's important, therefore, for us in closing, to ensure that we remain individuals that keep encouraging one another. Spouses encouraging one another. Parents encouraging children. Make sure that you allow and encourage your children and your ward to plug into this at their own level. That's why, for example, in all of our school networks, from the secondary school to the tertiary institution, the students are encouraged to plug in to the level that they can understand. And as you do that, you are procuring a future for them and at the same time, a future for yourself of rest and harmony in the kingdom of God. You will make it in Jesus' name. Today, again, as we partake of the communion, the prayer empowerment that Jesus enjoyed will come upon someone here. If you are that person, let your amen show it. Please rise up on your feet right now with me, everyone. In a moment, receive grace from God. Empowerment will not drop on the laps of anyone. It must come on the platform of prayer and fasting. Lift up your voice to the Lord in one moment and receive grace. Father, this second segment of 7 days, I receive grace to stand on the platform of prayer and fasting so I can be empowered. My empowerment status must change for the better. Are you speaking to the Lord? Let him hear your voice right now as you call upon him. My status must change. My level must change. My status must change. My level must change. Speak to the Lord in one moment. It's your birthright to be empowered, but will only be delivered on the platform of prayer and fasting. I refuse to be weary. I refuse to be tired. I receive grace to lay hold on my birthright. Father, I thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. In one moment, you pray unto God, just for 1 minute. Lord, I refuse to be weary. My birthright of empowerment, I shall not lose it to another person. Lift up your voice to the Lord right now. Cry to the Lord in prayer before we partake of the Lord's table. My birthright of empowerment, I shall not be robbed of it. I shall not lose it to anyone. Lord, empower me afresh today. By your word, by the communion, empower me afresh today. I shall not be denied of that which rightfully belongs to me. Empowerment is my birthright. I refuse to be robbed. I refuse to be denied. I take my portion. Are you speaking to the Lord? Is God hearing your voice right now? It's your right to be empowered, but not without prayer and fasting. Lord, I receive that grace tonight. I receive that grace tonight to stand strong in prayer and fasting so I don't lose my birthright. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. One moment, please join your hands left and right and lift up your voice to the Lord and tell him, Father, empower me afresh tonight. Empower me afresh tonight. Just for 1 minute, pray that prayer for yourself in the spirit. Cry out to the Lord. Remember the power of one-line prayer. Lord, empower me afresh tonight by your spirit. By your spirit. Oh God, empower me afresh tonight. Cry unto the Lord for 1 moment. Lift up your voice. No one else can pray for you like you.
Pray in the spirit, in your understanding. Oh God of my father, Bishop David Oyedepo, empower me afresh tonight. Oh Rakota Yababaragadokalayaba. Oh Rebaboligataya Baraba. My levels must change. Rekotaya Balabarakataya. I'm tired of staying at the same spot. Oh God, empower me tonight afresh. Rekota papa ragadala. Rago de borikatayaba. Begin to thank God now. Thank him in the spirit. Thank God in the spirit. Thank God in the spirit. He has done it already. Thank God in the spirit. Rekotayaba. Father, we give you glory. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Say with me, Father, I thank you. Louder yet, my Father, I thank you. The loudest you can, my Father, I thank you. Shall they believe in amen? As you have prayed and declared it, so shall it be for you in Jesus' name.
We believe that you have been blessed by today's teaching. To get more materials and resources online, visit our website at www.davidoyedepoministries.org.